This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. So it sounds like we might be having some issues with our broadcasting radio feed, so I'm going to just go on with Facebook Live until I hear back from Daniel. So let's just kind of move forward. Oh, okay, great. Let me know when we're live. Oh, all right, we are live on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Probably having issues with hearing my feed, so I apologize, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. So we are rock and rolling. We are now live. So I see everybody with their masks, and I see them kind of running around and, you know, kind of trying to don their, you know, kind of make their statement in society and kind of make their, you know, put their footprint out there, not the carbon footprint, although I think we're making a lot of carbon footprints now because we're using so many paper products. But I kind of see what you guys are trying to do, and it's because we're limited in terms of our communication and in terms of expressing our personality. And so when we have to just use our eyes, and, you know, I'm kind of winking and I'm trying to squint and all that, and you can't really see my face, I might use my mask as something to kind of express something about myself. Remember, you know, people are still trying to hook up out there. People still want to meet people and, you know, have sex, and right? So if you can't see half the face, it's kind of difficult. Now, my husband says I look a lot more attractive with the mask on, so I'm not sure where to go with that one. But the average person, they look more attractive when you can see their teeth and you can see their smile, because your personality exudes out of the whole package. So what people have done is they've evolved. Okay, we've been in masks now for about 6 months. 6 months. And humans evolve pretty quickly. They've realized that if we have to have our mouths covered, and it looks like we're going to be in masks for a very long time, I don't see the mask thing going away. Because people don't want flu. People don't want coughing. People don't want bad breath. People don't want to be spit on when they talk. People are liking that other people are in masks. They're loving it. So the mask thing's not going to go away. So how do we evolve, and how do we, you know, let you guys know who we're about and give you that peek in if half our face is covered? So what many of you guys are doing is you're, you know, maybe, you know, wearing one mask versus another, and you're being very strategic about your masks. And so I get you. I know exactly what you're about. But there's a lot of people out there that don't realize they could be giving false misconceptions. I think that's kind of that's kind of redundant. But they may be mismarketing themselves. So when I see a mask, I size you up. I already kind of get an idea of who you be. So, for example, okay, the N95 respirators, all right, and I wrote a piece on this. Those N95 masks, those are like the, you know, top of the top, you know, they are the ones that seem to be the most effective against COVID. And every now and then, you see some strange cat walk around with one of them, right? And you're looking and you're like, how the hell did they get that? So either A, they're a doctor, so they have access, you know, or a healthcare worker, you know, or B, they, you know, kind of knew what was going on. They kind of, you see somebody with an N95 mask, right? And they're not in the medical field. You're like, how the hell did you get it? So either A, they were really on top of things. I mean, we're talking, they knew that there was going to be an outbreak before it ever happened, or they're a prepper and already had a stash at their house. You know, maybe they remembered Fukushima and they were thinking, you know what, maybe I, or Chernobyl, and we're going to be covered. Or B, they got, you know, friends in the underground. They know how to get bootleg products. So if I see somebody with an N95 respirator, I'm thinking to myself, I don't know if I like them too much. And it's not that I dislike doctors. I love doctors. But the average doctor isn't going to wear their N95 mask outdoors. Because, you know, they don't want to make people jealous. They don't want people to think that they're, you know, that they have access to the good stuff and they're going to live when the rest of us might not. So, but if there is somebody that does that, I'm not going to like them. So if I see an N95 mask, I'm probably not going to want to date you. Now, what about these dudes with the big, huge, full face respirators? I mean, we're talking, they look like they're ready for some industrial accident. With them, it's interesting. If I see somebody with a full face respirator, you know, with the two, like, you know, Mickey Mouse ears on their mouth, and I mean, you know, you almost hear them, you know, you're gonna hear them breathe. Okay, I think if those people aren't the most social, those people really want a barrier, they have no problem giving up sex for safety. You know, I just feel like they have a wall. You know, and they might be in construction, love construction workers, you know, but the average construction worker, again, is not going to be wearing that outside. They're going to be wearing that on the job. So when I see somebody wearing a full face respirator, doesn't seem like my kind of guy. I just think they're going to be cold. I think they're going to be kind of antisocial. And if I'm going to want sex, they'll be like, nah, you know, I'm worried about COVID. Okay. Now we got the surgical mask group. Okay. So that's us. Surgical mask group, you got to be careful. Okay. Because the surgical mask group, some people are wearing them because they want to act like a doctor. They're like, okay, finally, you know, I could get some attention here. And I'm going to walk around and I'm going to be like, you know, yeah, yeah, stat, please. And I see some of you guys. Yeah, I'd like a Coca-Cola and fries stat. And I'm like, okay, could you please? Okay, you're not a surgeon. You're just wearing a surgical mask. I get that. And the surgical mask, these are the people that are kind of more practical. They're like, look, I could find, these are being sold out of China now for 10 cents a pop. So I'll get a bunch of these. I'll save money. So I kind of like that. I like guys that know how to save money. And, you know, they're easy to take on. They're easy to take off. I'm doing my part. But you got to be really careful if you're one of these surgical mask people, because that could kind of imply that you don't spend money on masks, you don't have any facial mask coverings, and you purposely go to places that give these out for free and then you grab a bunch. So it could mean you're a cheapskate. Now we have the cloth mask people. The cloth mask people are the ones that look like they took the time to get something nice and soft and protective. And okay, those are the people that kind of like soft. They kind of like, you know, home ec. The make-your-own people, they must have a grandma that they want to make, you know, feel better that, you know, you see I'm making what you're making. So those are the ones who are like, you know what, I'm kind of on this mask thing, but I'm going to be cool nonetheless. And they're also the people that are more likely to have sex, you know, during COVID. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DALY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you've heard me bring up medications like Zofran, X-Forge, the Ciprodex for the ears, Lescol. I have a huge, huge affinity towards medications that I could use so easily that have low side effects. Zofran is one of my favorite because when I have a woman who's pregnant and throwing up, or if I have somebody with acute gastroenteritis or even COVID, I have been probably writing Zofran like crazy. But the company Novartis is one of the pharmaceutical companies who is like the leader of these gene therapies. And so we have, which is going to be very, very exciting, as our next set of guests, we have a Dr. Shamindra Konersman and Regina Phillips to talk about what these Novartis gene therapies do and what kind of impact they've had on some of these very, very rare illnesses. It's absolutely cool. So, Dr. Konersman and Regina, thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. Konersman, talk to my listeners about how the gene therapies work.
The gene therapy is specifically meant to treat patients with the diagnosis of spinal muscular atrophy. That is a genetic disease that needs to be genetically diagnosed, and it is a nerve condition that results in muscle weakness. The weakness involves arms and legs as well as swallowing and breathing in most patients. It is a devastating diagnosis, and it can result in its most severe form of the disease in death prior to 2 years of age. The gene therapy is a medication that is meant to be infused into the vein of patients with SMA because the gene therapy actually replaces the gene that the patient is missing. But it's meant for patients specifically with the diagnosis of SMA, and not every patient with SMA is a candidate for the drug. So that patient needs to talk to their physician about what the most appropriate medication is for that patient.
So with these sorts of medication, this class of medications, if it replaces the missing gene, so to speak, how soon do these need to be infused?
It is best if the medication is infused as early as possible in the patient's life. So there are many clinical trials that actually show that the earlier the patient is treated with medication, the better the outcomes. I told you just a few minutes ago that the patients actually can lose the ability to move, to sit. They can have difficulties with breathing and swallowing. The earlier the medication is given, those issues may not occur later in life. So we're trying to get patients diagnosed shortly after birth through the newborn screening program.
So we are in Newborn Screening Awareness Month. September is one of my favorite months because it's National Preparedness Month. We have National Blood Donation Week, Newborn Screening Awareness Month. As the doctor just pointed out, when it comes to these diseases, and they're rare but devastating, we need to be able to find out which sort of population is vulnerable. And so when we have a newborn, sometimes these diagnoses aren't really made apparent. When does SMA usually manifest? When do parents start to see, shall we say, symptoms of it?
You're right. Early in infancy, like in the newborn period, the patient can be completely asymptomatic. In the most severe form of the disease, patients usually start to show symptoms within a few months of life. It can vary depending on the severity of the disease, though, and it can manifest later in life as well. But even if a patient has one of the less severe forms of the condition, you still want to diagnose these patients early and get the medication to them early because that will allow the nerves to be saved. And you don't want to wait until symptoms come on before you get treated.
Amen. Amen. Now, we have Regina Phillips with us, who is actually a parent of a child who had SMA. Regina, thank you so much for coming on. Can you kind of share with us your story?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. So my son, Shane, has SMA. He's 2.5 years old now. He was born in January 2018, and we live in New Jersey, where SMA is not on the newborn screening panel, although a lot of other diseases are. So although he was born with this serious genetic disease, we had no knowledge of it until he became symptomatic. And he didn't become symptomatic until about 6 months of age. So he was healthy, happy, strong, no issues. And then we slowly started to see some difficulties in him moving, some difficulties with his strength. And over the course of 5 months of looking for answers, taking him to different doctors and therapists, he lost a lot of his motor function. His legs weren't moving anymore. He could barely lift his arms. And then we finally got the diagnosis of SMA, and we were able to get him the treatment available at that time, which was a series of spinal injections. And then thankfully, this gene therapy was approved by the FDA shortly after his diagnosis, and he received that in July of 2019. So
that's Zolgensma?
Those treatments and also a lot of... Yes, that was the Zolgensma. So thanks to Zolgensma, the other treatment, and his therapy, he's fully gaining back some of the motor function that he lost. But it's a really hard journey, and we wish we had gotten the diagnosis and treatment much earlier.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. How old is he now?
He's 2 and a half.
Oh, and what's his name?
Shane.
Shane. Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it's hard as a parent. I'm a parent, too. You know, and, you know, my children, had not the easiest childbirth processes. And so, one, it's amazing that we can do screening, and we definitely need more, research in that area. But, you know, like you said, you know, thank God there was something, but it's always better to catch it early. Dr. Kolderzman, can you tell us a little bit more about Zolgensma? And again, I know you kind of touched upon how it works. Can you give us a little bit more specifics?
Yes. So Zolgensma is a gene replacement therapy. The medication actually has a copy of the gene that the patient is missing. Once the medication is infused into the vein, the medication actually makes its way into the nerves and allows the nerve to make the protein that is missing. So by having the protein, now the nerve can survive and allow for normal or better muscle function. And so the idea is that function that was lost before can be regained with effort and physical therapy, and more so is to never lose function in the first place. Mm-hmm. It is important to actually get this drug as early as possible, so we're trying to get the disease on the newborn treatment, newborn screening programs in all 50 states. Not been implemented in all 50 states so far.
Mm-hmm. With this gene therapy, one of my listeners wants to know about metabolism. If you have low metabolism, will gene therapies later be able to tackle obesity by helping with the genes that regulate metabolism?
Unfortunately, that is not a question that I can answer at this time. In order to actually answer that question, we would need to have more information. But mm-hmm. this specific gene therapy is meant for SMA only.
Okay. And what other gene therapies are out there that Novartis, I think Novartis has a few, don't they?
I believe this is the only gene therapy for SMA that they have. There is no other gene therapy for SMA at this time.
Oh, I meant for other conditions, but that's okay. That's okay. Okay. Where can people find more information?
Please go to curesma.org, which is a website by the leading advocacy organization for SMA, where you can find more information on the disease as well as treatments available, and to go to Zolgensma.com to get more information on the gene therapy.
That's fantastic. And Regina, look, thank you. Can people kind of, is there any way people can help? You know, do you have like a GoFundMe page, or is there any way people can help you and Shane in this path you're going through and this challenge you have?
Oh, I so appreciate that offer. The best way you can help is to just continue to spread awareness about this disease. To direct people to curesma.org and to direct them to learn more about SMA and rare diseases in general.
All right, fantastic. Thank you both for being on. We really, really appreciate it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Apparently the Oscars have certain requirements in order to become Best Picture. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Drug giant AstraZeneca hitting the brakes on global trials of what it says is still a promising coronavirus vaccine after one of its volunteers became ill. The White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci saying this morning it's not unusual for that to happen during clinical trials.
We see this generally for the most part, but you don't know until you investigate it. It's an adverse event that's related to something else that just happened to have occurred during the period of time that the clinical trial was on.
He was speaking on CBS this morning. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. California is not the only state in the West dealing with massive wildfires, as the state of Washington is facing a record number of them. They're destroying homes and businesses and forcing evacuations by the thousands. Governor Jay Inslee is saying the state has never seen anything like it before.
The devastation is all over our state, from Vantage to Chelan to Omak to Spokane.
A magnitude 3.1 earthquake striking in the east today. Freehold, New Jersey was ground zero. The U.S. Geological Survey confirming it, and residents took to social media expressing their shock as the rare occurrence happened, with reports of shaking across that state. A TV personality is the new owner of a serial killer John Wayne Gacy's prison artwork. Ghost Adventures star Zach Bagans has purchased numerous pieces of art and letters that Gacy created while in prison. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, I haven't seen the Oscars in a while. It's not so much a political thing. It's just I haven't enjoyed them in a while. I think it's because I don't really, you know, get out and watch a lot of movies, so I don't really see who the Oscar winners are. I know there's been boycotts. Some of the speeches aren't funny anymore. They start to get political. And so I just haven't really been, you know, watching it. And when you start to get disengaged, when there is sort of a contest of, well, this movie was critically acclaimed or this movie won an Oscar, it starts to lose its, you know, its strength or punch when we find that there's certain biases that occur. So, like, for example, if I found that a person had a, shall we say, a movie, and they were, you know, let's say, a complete bigot, and they would only, you know, hire people, you know, based on the color of their skin or whatever, I don't care how good a movie it would be, I'd be disinterested in the movie. Same thing, if I found that, you know, a movie, you know, would, you know, try to, shall we say, I don't know how to word this. If we say a movie tried to make a point where we're only going to hire women and it'll be a women-run movie, and then, it also kind of loses it for me. Because if you are going to win, let me see, if you are going to do something and it is going to be an artistic creation or an artistic masterpiece, you have to be unfettered. You have to be unshackled. You have to have a freedom. You can't do a piece of art, all right, make a piece of art, whether it's Michelangelo or whatever, with, okay, you can only use red paint, you can only do blue paint, and you can only maybe do horizontal lines. I mean, somebody might be able to make a great piece of art, but that doesn't mean that is going to be the best piece of art in the world, because you need artistic expression. Same thing with medicine. I have a huge problem with medicine when we're told you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do antibiotics, you have to do this first, you have to use that blood pressure medicine first, you can't start a person on this medication. Then you're like, wait a second, okay, medicine is an art. You know, quit shackling me. Stop it. You need to be able to let us, you know, free flow. Give us our paintbrush. Well, that's why we're hearing stars speak out at the new Oscars rules. Now, this is going to be controversial because the Oscars are trying to promote diversity. And so they are hoping that films that will be able to win Best Picture by the year 2024 will have more minority, female, LGBT, or disabled cast or crews, so that you will not win a Best Picture for your movie if you fail to satisfy certain qualifications. Now, you know, we know that Hollywood has become politicized, and we also know that Hollywood has tried to be the beacon of diversity and, you know, try to break a lot of the stereotypes of, well, this is going to be just, you know, the old boys club, when in fact, unfortunately, Hollywood has had some of the worst offenses in, you know, assault and discrimination. And so, I mean, it's kind of unfortunately hypocritical, but I see what the Oscars are trying to do. It just really kind of takes away what a best picture is. You can have a best picture with women and minorities and disabled crews, and but when you force it, now that kind of takes away where, okay, you know, everybody needs to follow the rules. If they follow the rules, you know, they're going to get a golden star. That's not the way people want to win an award. Like, for example, Saving Private Ryan. Saving Private Ryan, I believe, did they win a Best Picture? I don't know what award they've won, but I think Saving Private Ryan won awards, and it was about World War II. So it was really difficult to have a lot of women. It was because they were covering D-Day and then right after D-Day and the beaches of Normandy, it would have been really, really difficult to replace, you know, stars with those who might have been disabled or might have been, and I understand that's a, you know, wonderful thing to try and do to make sure you're more inclusive in the movies, but then you couldn't really tell the story of what happened January 6, 1944. I mean, will history be changed such that, you know, like Hamilton, excellent Broadway musical, I enjoyed it a lot, but what they did is they replaced the cast with those who were non-white. And it was very, very, very entertaining, and they were able to infuse history, but it then was not a historical picture, obviously. It was, you know, it was a twist, a take on it. So to be eligible for Best Picture now, films have to meet two of the following four criteria. All right, so number one, on-screen representation. The standard can be met by fulfilling any one of these. The lead actor or significant supporting actor comes from an ethnic minority group, which means, you know, movies with Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks has won a lot of Oscars, all right? Movies with Tom Hanks might not qualify. At least 30% of smaller roles are played by women, LGBT people, disabled people, or ethnic minorities, according to Daily Mail. And the main storyline is centered on an underrepresented group. So we're probably not going to see a lot of World War One or World War Two movies win, you know, Best Picture. Lord of the Rings, probably not, unless, of course, they change the storyline to, I'm not sure. Creative leadership. So with creative leadership, at least two senior creative posts, such as casting director, artist, producer, needs to be from an underserved community. And I apologize, I'm having some issues here with my computer. And then at least six smaller roles in the crew are filled by ethnic minorities. At least 30% of the film's total crew is from an underrepresented group. Again, they have to fulfill two of these four. So it's not... as a woman... I get really insulted by that in order for there to be any, I mean, if I got a job, it's not because they wanted me, it's not because they thought I would be, you know, perfect for the role, it's because they, you know, needed to, they needed to fill a quota. I hate that. I don't want to be a part of a quota. You know, and it's just frustrating. So while we're still kind of struggling, unfortunately, with our internet here, James Woods, Kirstie Alley has spoken out. In fact, Kirstie Alley was pretty vocal about it, saying, you know, it's like telling Picasso what to blank and paint. So she was kind of pretty upset about it. I haven't really heard from many other stars. I'm sure many other stars were going to say that's good, you know, that's fine. There's been a lot of debates and boycotts of the Oscars, saying many of the movies that have been awarded have been, you know, primarily white, and so there hasn't been a lot of diversity. But you know, as Hollywood and industries move forward, they need to be very, very careful about how these new rules are implemented, because unfortunately every time mandates or kind of these implied threats, like you're not going to win an Oscar if you don't hire a woman or if you don't hire, you know, let's say a minority, starts to marginalize, actually puts us back years of progress, because now we have to be given a handout. We have to be given a break. And, you know, as women who have worked hard and who have struggled and have, you know, or those of minorities who have been, look, I earned this, you're taking that away from me, making it look like the only reason why I earned this is because I satisfied a racial demographic. And that's unfair, and it kind of destroys a lot of the progress we've made. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA. 1-877-DOCDALIA. Everybody's got their panties all up in a bunch. Everybody calm down. Calm down. Let's just kind of walk this through. All right. I get it. I get it. People are freaked out about vaccines. I understand that. I'm pro-vaccine, but I get that there could be side effects. So let's just kind of walk through this. Everybody calm down. AstraZeneca has had to halt temporarily that vaccine we spoke about. Bunch of people bought AstraZeneca stock over the last year or two. I had stock from before. Some of us have sold it recently because AstraZeneca had to halt one of their studies on a vaccine because there was a quote-unquote serious side effect. We know what it was. What we believe it was. It's a little tricky here. All right. When these studies happen, which is why people have kind of criticized what happened with Russia, is whenever you do a study of a medication, okay, they might study it in the lab, they might study it in monkeys or rats or whatever, but you need to study it in humans because the human is a much different body. The human has a whole bunch of different environmental factors, they eat differently, so you need to study it in humans. Some studies of some of these medications are done originally in a small cohort, a small group. Then the larger studies is where you use thousands of people. Well, AstraZeneca has been on their, I think it's their AZD3222. What's the name of it? I apologize. I want to give you guys the name of the vaccine. AZD1222. Okay? So their vaccine, AZD1222, is also created with the help of Oxford University. And it's a monoclonal antibody that was created in the lab. It's supposed to mimic natural antibodies. And monoclonal antibodies are not supposed to be as side effect producing. So many of us have had a lot of high hopes for this. Well, some of the results that have come out have been about 1,000 participants who have taken the virus. 60% of them have had some sort of a reaction. Now, some sort of reaction could have been like a little skin sort of inflammation, could be a little nausea. If somebody says they got constipated a day after the shot, they have to add that. They have to add the constipation. If somebody said their tushy itched, they have to add anal pruritus. Okay, a lot of us scratch our butts. We just do. But if they're like, you know what, I haven't scratched my butt recently, maybe it has to do with the shot, it gets added to that. Well, that's not what caused this to halt. What happened is somebody had transverse myelitis. That's inflammation of the spinal cord. Now, we can't say that the vaccine caused that. All right? Some people might just get transverse myelitis. It's rare, but they might get it. But the problem is because it happened after the vaccine in the study, AstraZeneca had to put this on hold. So, now I've been getting messages and texts going, you see, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm like, guys, okay, nothing is going to be FDA approved if we think it's going to be causing this. Now my nose is running. My nose is not growing. My nose is running, okay? Vaccines, right, are not 100% perfect. We know that. All right? We've seen some people get the flu shot and get Guillain-Barré, which is, an attack on of the immune system on the nerves. We've seen some very rare side effects with vaccines, various different ones, whether it was the flu, whether it was the MMR. It's rare, very rare. How the government or medical or health officials react to that is if we think there is going to be a more than like a 0.0000001% chance, okay? All right? It's not going to be used. But we do understand that there are going to be, unfortunately, some casualties. Now, you have people that'll say, I'm going to just take my chances. And I talked to a mother the other day, didn't vaccinate her kid. The kid was having some very weird sort of illness. And I just asked, you know, is your child up to date on vaccines? And the mom said, no, I haven't vaccinated my kid because I'm worried about COVID. So I don't want to take the baby in for vaccines because I'm worried about COVID. So, you know, the fear of COVID is unfortunately causing there to be a fear of getting vaccinated. Now this child could have some, you know, disease that could have been prevented by a vaccine. And so it's just a mess all around. And as a doctor, I can't argue when a mom says, look, I don't want to give my healthy child something that could hurt him. Can you tell me that my child won't be hurt by this vaccine? And all I could do is kind of give the numbers. And I could say the vaccine has been proven safe. That's all I could really say. But if they say, can you tell me 100% that there will be no reaction to my child? Of course not. I can't. And then the mom says, then I'm not going to vaccinate. So, you know, we need to improve confidence in our vaccination programs. Now, my kids have been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated. Many of us have been vaccinated. I get the flu shot every year. I'm comfortable with it. I'm also lucky. I've never really had a side effect to the vaccines. Have I seen side effects? Yeah. You know, but I still trust them overall because I think the benefits outweigh the risks. However, if a COVID vaccine does seem to have a tendency to show a repetitive nature in terms of inducing certain serious side effects, and a serious side effect means somebody has to be hospitalized, I'm not going to have faith in that vaccine, and I'm not going to tell people to take it. So you know, it doesn't mean that the vaccine out there is going to be unsafe. It does mean we can't rush it. It does mean that we need to test this out in multiple people. And it also means that if somebody does have a serious side effect, we've made sure we ruled out other causes. I would hate for us not to have a COVID vaccine because somebody else had a medical issue that got chalked up as a vaccine side effect, just like with COVID. I'd hate to see these death rate numbers and find out it was actually people died of the flu and they just happened to also have COVID. So I would like some accuracy. Now, another headline you're going to see is that our masks that we're wearing, right? These masks, although that's upside down, these kinds of right here, could be vaccines in and of themselves. Now, I know some of you are like, what the hell are they talking about? How can a mask be a vaccine? Well, where people are pulling this one out, and I know they're pulling it out of the retroperitoneum, but there's some logic to it. Where this is coming from is we know that these masks aren't 100%. We know that. Okay? And there is no way that this is filtering out 100% of the virus. And there is no way that we are not around others who have had COVID. So we start to wonder, and this is what some experts are studying, is maybe some of us are getting such small doses of COVID because of our half-ass masks that we're actually starting to build a little bit of an immunity where this actually acts as like a vaccine. Remember, with vaccines, we don't give you a full rip-roaring dose. We give you a live attenuated version, a weakened version, or we just give you the virus in killed form so we don't give you the disease. So masks, in a way, might be a live attenuated sort of vaccine where you get a lower amount. You don't get that big an amount. I'm not saying the virus is weakened. It could just take one nasty virus to get through. But they're thinking that maybe some people are going to start getting immunity because they are slowly building up a resistance because they're able to be exposed to a small amount and not a rip-roaring amount. Now, I might go with that theory. The problem is I just got my antibodies checked again when I donated blood. I'm still negative for COVID antibodies. And I've been wearing this mask, and I've been around people with my mask, and I've been talking, I've been laughing, and I've been singing happy birthday and all the other stuff, and I've been around people who have worked in a hospital and all that, and my antibodies are still negative. So I'm not really thinking I'm, you know, getting the dose I need for this to act as a vaccine. But it is a cool thought. So I love that you guys have been getting crash courses in microbiology. I think it's really, really cool. And it's funny because a lot of you guys are now interested in medicine. Now, if this whole virus thing is cool and mass and epidemiology and spit and respiratory droplets and, you know, pruritus ani and butt itching and all sorts of stuff. And you guys are starting to think this stuff is kind of cool. You see how being a doctor is kind of cool? You see why because I got to tell you, being a doctor is not easy. It's a lot of years in school. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of abuse. It's no sleep. You know, it's bad food and crappy coffee in the morning. But I gotta tell you, we get to do some cool stuff. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.